Running race. In summer, running races are a common sight in the streets of big and small towns. Running is good exercise. It burns about 50% more calories than walking. Running competitions move and motivate lots of people, regardless of age, gender, shape, or body type. Everybody can run if they want or desire to. While some people run only for exercise and enjoyment, there are always professional runners who push themselves to the limit to be the best and want to win the race at any cost. They train constantly and stick to a regular training regime. Even if you are a total beginner with no prior experience and spend the majority of your time sitting on the couch, running is a doable activity. You can gradually build up your ability and stamina to be able to run a longer distance without stopping. Training involves alternating walking, brisk walking, and running until you are fit enough to do running only. Several apps are available for aiding training. Running events are often organized to support some noble cause or charity and to collect money. These kinds of races are called fun runs. They often have a theme, and participants are encouraged to wear fancy dresses, especially in the United Kingdom. Before the running race, a warm-up session with a short set of not-too-intense exercises ensures that your body is ready for the workout. The goal is to get your heart rate up and increase blood flow to the muscles. When you sign up for a running race, you get an information pack, including your number on a bib and safety pins to attach your number to your t-shirt or jersey before you head over to the start. At the finish, when you cross the finishing line, usually everyone gets a bottle of water and some snacks. Comfortable running shoes are essential for running. Blisters can be quite uncomfortable if your trainers don't fit properly. A waterproof jacket can come in handy in case of rain, and make sure that you take some water with you to stay hydrated. At some races, there are tables next to the running course where you can take some water from during the race. But if completion time is crucial for you, take your own water so that you won't have to lose precious moments by stopping for water. A fitness tracker or a smartwatch is a must if you want to track your step count and the time and distance of running. The atmosphere of a running race is always great. Participants are very supportive of each other. They cheer on anyone who appears to be struggling or on the verge of giving up. Getting to the finish and crossing the finishing line is an exhilarating feeling. Most runners experience a runner's high, a brief, deeply relaxing state of euphoria and reduced stress. However, many distance runners feel merely drained, knackered, or even queasy at the end of a long race and sit down on a bench or in the grass to catch their breath. The good feeling of the fact that they have accomplished what they were striving for comes only later, but it's a deeply satisfying and lasting feeling.